My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Well, what a week we've had. Today, John 14:16. After everything we've been talking about, I love this verse. And Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever." You know, once that Holy Spirit's inside of us, he's in there forever. I love that once our spirit's born again, the Bible says nobody can snatch us out of the hand of God. The big fight is to get born again. The big fight is to get by all the lies that we hear, all the propaganda we hear. I hear about Christians being haters. I could go on this list right now, but it's all such lies. It takes the spirit of truth that we've been talking about this week to get us beyond our carnality, beyond our flesh. That brings us to a place of such strength. It says right there, the Holy Spirit is our strength. When the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, oh man, I wish you could just really listen to me. I remember anxiety attacks. I can remember when they wanted us to remember a poem for the day. I'd skip that day. I knew the panic I would have in front of that class trying to remember a poem. My brain would shut off. I just couldn't do it. I ran for years from that anxiety. But I want to tell you, when the Holy Spirit came to live inside of me, oh my, did that all change. I've spoken before tens of thousands of people. I've spoken with generals, admirals, kings of countries. It doesn't bother me, because the minute God wants me to speak, he wags my tongue. He says what he wants to say. The Holy Spirit inside of me does the talking. There's no anxiety. I know when I walk away, exactly what God wanted to speak just got spoken. And you know, I got rid of the rough edges on me. I got rid of the harsh edges. Most of them. We're all still a work in progress. I know that. But he's brought me so far. And he wants to bring you so far. But you've got to make the first steps. You've got to step in that direction. It's like Joshua had to possess the land. We have to possess what God has for us. We have to possess the Abraham promises. Everything's in the Bible. People say, well, the Bible's not right and this is not wrong. Give it a break. That's from the pit of hell. If Satan was going to preach from a pulpit, what would he do? He'd preach that the Bible wasn't right, the Bible was messed up by man, and the Holy Spirit doesn't have power today. Oh, God forgive me for even saying that. He would come against the Holy Spirit. He would come against the gifts. He'd come against healing. What else would Satan preach from the pulpit? He'd bring that Bible down to a useless book. And I am so tired of the people who do that, because I am living proof. I didn't even know God when he healed my body. I had no idea who he was. I only hid from him. I was running from myself. I was running from life when God caught me. And he caught me. He didn't give me a list of the bad things I did. He just touched me and healed me, and I realized it was God, and I've been chasing after him ever since. And I want you to chase after him. I don't want you to listen to these demonic voices out there, the propaganda on our TV, the propaganda on our computers, the propaganda, there's even propaganda in our programs, our computer games, there's propaganda, they're filled with propaganda, our commercials are filled with propaganda. I just want you to get a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and you get that by asking Jesus Christ to be your Savior, repenting for all your sins, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he died on that cross so you can live in heaven for eternity. I want you to go down that road today. I want you to start talking to the Holy Spirit. We've had a great week this week. I know lives have been changed. I know people have been changed. I know people are starting to look in the mirror and go, am I a carnal Christian? Am I a lukewarm Christian? What is a bride of Christ? And you're starting to ask questions, and you start to ask those questions, talk to the Holy Spirit, because he's going to answer those questions. And I'm telling you, and I promise you, and I'm speaking over you, I'm prophesying over you, proclaiming decree over you, your life is going to change beyond anything you could ever imagine or dream. God loves you, and God wants the best for you. God bless you in Jesus' name.